Well, I've just come into the car park and I've seen that they've got one of these massive BBC radio outside broadcast trucks parked up. And I thought, ooh, that looks a bit shiny. And it is indeed very new. And so I'm just going to take you inside. We're just going up the steps and to meet some of the engineers who, I mean, essentially, you're priming this, aren't you, for the proms?
Oh, yes, this is it. One of its main jobs each year will be sat outside the Albert Hall doing the prom sessions, as well as the rest of the year it will be used for all sorts of classical and the more rocky end of the classical world, like the world music type shows and the jazz and stuff like that.
Now, what makes it quite exciting for you?
Being very involved in producing what is basically going to be the future of outside broadcast for 20 years. We are laying the foundations for our colleagues to work for the next 20 years with this new fleet, because that's why along we've had to keep the last one going.
So looking through into the other room, we'll just sort of step inside here. And obviously you've got a mixing desk here. How many channels?
Well, it's what's called an assignable console. So there are 40 sets of faders on the surface, but that's in layers. And we've created projects which are about 170 channels at any one time.
Now, obviously, I was very curious as to know why this was in the car park, but you're going to do some very, very, very delicate sound tests.
Yes, what's very important to do to enable somebody to balance 170 channels of audio, they need very, very good monitoring loudspeakers, and they need to be able to assess them in the environment they're going to use them. So we're here for a couple of days to enable the golden-eared people from Group 3, the Radio 3 balance engineers, who have got some of the best ears on the planet. They're going to come along and listen to various manufacturers' loudspeakers in the space and decide which they think are the best speakers for monitoring to enable them to do their job.
So the blokes with the golden ears, they turn up tomorrow.
It's not just blokes, there are ladies as well.
Fantastic, and that's just what I like to hear. So the team with the golden ears, they turn up tomorrow. But you're just doing a few preliminary experiments now.
Well, today we've got the suppliers of the speakers come along to set the speakers up to work at their optimum, so that when the people with the golden ears come in here, they hear the speakers in their optimum conditions, in their optimum working status, and ready that Steve and I can lug them in and out so each pair of speakers can have a good listen to.
OK, well, I better let you crack on, because you're just about to start something now.
He's going to make some noises now to set his speakers up.
OK.
And is it... That was it.
Excellent. And how are they performing?
That will actually take a while, unfortunately.
I love this. It's like an absolute geek fest in here. An absolute geek fest.
We're ultimate geeks.